I happened to do a quick simulcast with my friend Bill Cunningham because our show is conflicted today. So Bill is here. And when I finish with Bill, I go right back to the calls and the D-Lives and everything. So thank you for them, folks. I really appreciate it. Let me go to Bill. Bill.
Jesse Lee Peterson, how are you?
All is well, sir. Happy White History Month.
You know, I'd like to say this. It's a pleasure to be on your show. You've been with me so many times in the Midwest. I'm glad to be in California. I spent 1 or 2 days there, got out alive, and I felt good about it. But it's great to be with the living legend, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Well, thank you, man. You know, I have to tell you, Bill, you have been leading the way to standing up for America like no one else I've ever known. And since starting my nonprofit organization, Bond, you have totally been there for us, and thank you for that. I absolutely appreciate it. You have helped a lot of men. I want to know, what do you think about this reaction to President Trump saying to those 4 thugs in Congress, if you're not happy with our country, if you got to keep putting it down, if you're that unhappy, go home and fish your own country and come back and tell us how you did it.
I knew it was successful because the mainstream media went crazy. The depravity of the mainstream media is normally judged and gauged by the extent of the success of what's going on. When Joe Biden appeared a couple of days ago in Las Vegas, he had like 84 to 88 people. When Trump shows up in North Carolina, there's like 100,000 plus 200,000 outside. And except for California, with all due respect to you Californians, you have to kind of take that off the table. Because in the last election, Trump lost California by 4.5 million votes. He lost New York State by 2.5 million. That's 7 million votes. So assuming New York and California do not count, Trump easily won the popular vote. Now, in this next election, probably he's going to lose California by 5 million votes, and he might lose New York State by 3 million. That's 8 million votes. He's still going to win the presidency. He's still going to win the election because those of us who live in the heartland, in Wisconsin, and Michigan, and Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas. Well, we're going to vote for Trump because of the alternative. And one other thought, Jesse, to consider. Whenever I think about L.A. now, I don't think about movies and studios. What I think about is a homeless population of about 60,000 urinating, defecating, and fornicating on the streets.
Yeah.
With tons of filth pouring into the Pacific Ocean every day because of the runoff. In little Cincinnati, Ohio, where I live, we had a homeless problem last August when tents started showing up. We had an aggressive Republican conservative prosecutor named Joe Dieters who went to court and ordered them off the streets and cleaned it up. They were drilling holes in the concrete. We don't have a homelessness problem in Cincinnati, as you do in Los Angeles, because it's not homelessness, Jesse. It's mental illness. It's drugs masquerading as homelessness. So why do you Californians put up with all that crap? We don't do it in Ohio.
Well, you know, in California, over 40% of the people in California are relying on the government in one form or another. And when you get free stuff like that, you're not going to stand up. You're not going to go against the people who are wrong.
No, of course. And how about the mainstream media going into Los Angeles and saying, what have been the results of the policies of the Democratic Party in California?
Yeah.
What are the results in homelessness? I understand Garcetti's one that wants to spend $100 million. People want to solve the problem. It's not homelessness. It's drugs, alcohol, and mental health.
Yeah.
Solve those problems, and then you solve homelessness. Like in the Midwest, you don't find homelessness on the streets of Columbus and Indianapolis and Lexington, Louisville, Cincinnati. It only happens in California because of liberal Democrats. Liberal Democrats incentivize poverty by paying for it, and they disincentivize work by taxing it too much. And so in California, government tells you, don't work and become homeless. That's the message.
So how do you think we overcome this in California and New York, places like that?
You have to defeat it politically. You know, California used to be a very reliable Republican state. Ronald Reagan won California by like 70 percentage points. Until the politics change, the results will not change. Imagine CNN, the Clinton News Network, going to the south side of Chicago and saying, for the last 90 years, you Democrats have been in charge of the south side of Chicago. Let's talk about the results of crime, lack of good public education, homelessness. Let's talk about the shootings. Let's talk about no job creation. Let's talk about high taxes. Wouldn't it be illuminating if the mainstream media said, okay, Democrats, you advocate for the nation the policies of Los Angeles and Chicago. How are we looking?
Yeah, that's right. Bill, why can't the voters, why can't they see what is so out there now with these Democrats? They really, really just, they have nothing to offer. They're just attacking and name-calling. They're doing all these horrible things. Why can't the voters see it, even in California and New York? Why can't they see what's happening?
Jesse Lee, I think voters, no matter where you are, vote in self-interest. And so if you're a taxpayer, if you're functioning, black, white, brown, yellow, red, you're functioning, you have a husband, you have a wife, you got three kids, you have a mortgage, you have leased cars, you have a 401k that's now a 501k, you're kind of invested in the system. And so when someone talks to you about tax cuts, therefore, because you pay taxes, you're interested in that philosophy. But you talk about 40% in California. If you throw in a bunch of other government programs, it might be 50%.
Right.
And so much like someone getting public assistance, Section 8 and food stamps, they're invested in a different system of principles. And so they're going to keep in place the principles that pay them money and make sure they don't work. And so work is a great welfare program. In California, job creation is difficult. The environment is cleaner than it's been in the last 50 years, but it's not clean enough. And so as a consequence, much like a conservative voter invested in the American way of life wants to vote for politicians who want to perpetuate his or her way of life, you have Democratic voters who are completely in a different set of principles of illegitimacy, terrible public education, abortion on demand, Planned Parenthood, which tends to put their facilities in black and brown communities because of the philosophy of the founder wanting to kill as many black babies and brown babies as possible. Those invested in getting a check from the government and being non-productive will respond to those who say, keep me in power, and I'll keep the checks coming.
Yeah.
And so how you overcome that philosophy is the challenge.
I got to ask a couple more questions, Bill, and then we have to run. Number one, has the president put up any portion of the wall?
Well, of course, he wants to put up 3,000. He wants to put up long walls, but the bidding process in the federal government can take 1 to 2 years. So if the president says we're going to build a wall, and then it's sued in court and it takes 1 to 2 years to work it out, and then the bidding process is 1 to 2 years, the media acts as if this is a false claim of the president.
Yeah.
Give him another 4 years, which is really another 5.5 years from this point. There will be a wall on the southern border after you get over the lawsuits and the bidding process. But the Democrats are going to play this silly game as if we're in favor of border security when they couldn't care less about border security. The illegal immigration population is hurting African Americans. Why do Democrats support an open border when, in fact, it hurts their core voters? It's because they assume their core voters will vote Democratic no matter what they advocate.
Yes, I agree. I don't know if you saw this video of this so-called state representative, I believe, out of Georgia, a woman by the name of Erica Thomas, how she really attacked this white man, falsely accused him. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
What do you think about that?
She was crying those crocodiles because that's the way the world works in her frame of reference. They want those events to take place because it solidifies their worldview. And if those events don't take place, then they create the idea of the event taking place, much like Covington Catholic high school kids. There's a lot of racial hoaxes that occur because the left demands more circumstances that solidifies their view of race relations. And if they don't exist in reality, they will make it up.
Yeah.
Whether hanging a noose somewhere in a college dorm when it doesn't apply, or whether it's a woman charging a man with a rape when it didn't happen, whether it's what Brett Kavanaugh had to go through. If the circumstances that justify your viewpoint do not exist, please create them.
Amazing. I have to tell you, and then she found out later that he wasn't a white man. He was a Cuban. And he was a Democrat. He said he's going to be a Democrat the rest of his life. He would vote for Democrats.
Well, now she said this morning or last night that she's going to sue her. He's going to sue her for defamation. And he should.
Yeah.
Because liberals demand causes. They want picketing and boycott and protest. What they want is to insult the American way of life because they think America is a bad seed that was stolen from the Indians and created on the backs of slaves. And so everything that happened from 1787 through today, America gets what it deserves, and they want to destroy this country from within. Many have said, Jesse Lee Peterson, that when America falls, it will not be by the Nazis or the communists or the Islamicists. It'll be from within. And if we have a Kamala Harris, something like that, hooking up with a Nancy Pelosi and a Chuck Schumer, America will fall mightily. It took Venezuela 20 years. It would take America 10 years to fall if we don't follow the American way of life.
And you predict,
God bless America.
And you predict 4 more years with the Great White Hope, right?
I'd say 5 years and about 5 more months is what we have coming, because those of us who live in the Midwest will never put up with socialism. We'll never put up with abortion of black and brown babies on demand. We'll never put up with more government control of our life and eliminating the internal combustion engine, shutting down the trucks and the assembly lines. We who work demand the American way of life, the greatest in the nation in the history of the world, continues. But socialists and Democrats want to destroy it because they think America is a bad seed.
How can people listen to your show, Bill?
Well, it's on iHeartMedia, 700 WLW during the week, and on the weekends, it's Premier Network under the leadership of Tony Bender.
Thank you, Bill, so much. It's an honor having you on today. Thanks for coming.
God bless America.
And God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. That's Bill Cunningham, my friend out of Ohio, Cincinnati. I believe it's Cincinnati, yeah, Cincinnati. Amazing stuff.